Coming up on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, the Texans had yet another chance to clinch a bye and home field advantage throughout the playoffs, as well as end a franchise drought in the Circle City.
5, 10, 15, has a little seam, 20, has a lot of room, 30, 35, 40, 50, he's all alone, the 40, the 30.
But the Colts ran away with the regular season finale, snatching the victory and forcing the Texans down the AFC pecking order.
Schaub calling signals. Here's the gift to Foster. Running left, has the first down across the 10. The 5 breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Texans!
But now is when it all really counts. For the second straight year, the Texans are in the playoffs and ready to chase their dreams. We'll get you up to date on the state of your favorite team on Texans Huddle, starting right now.
This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Indianapolis, Indiana, the site of the Houston Texans trying to clinch home field advantage for the rest of the season and the playoffs. Hi, everyone, and welcome inside this edition of Texans Huddle. I'm Patty Smith, joined by these lovely ladies. These girls take care of us all on the plane traveling. It is the flight crew for your Houston Texans. Alicia, we are so glad to have you guys on the show. Introduce us to your crew a little bit.
Absolutely. We have Lori Westbrook, Eve Janot, Sarah Decker, we have Fina Knowles, and we have Ira Lewis.
Now, we have you guys on here because you guys are such an integral part of this travel team, and I know you've been doing it for a long time, but just talk about really not only are you guys flight attendants, but your fans, your friends, you kind of handle all the details for these guys.
I think once we get on the airplane with them, sometimes we forget we're flight attendants. We're actually become fans first and kind of extended family if you look at it, because we spend a lot of time with them throughout the year and years. But we make sure that they have special needs, so any kind of food that they want. We have some people that have special dietary issues that we take care of, and, you know, anybody has a bump or bruise, we have injury ice if we need it on the way home.
All right, tell us the strangest, oddest request, one of those little special needs that you've had to take care of.
Well, probably some of the candies, especially when you think of the amount of gummy bears that we go through for 300-pound linemen. You know, one bag of gummy bears doesn't go very far.
And you were telling me today that, you know, this particular trip has been a little different. There's been a little different mood on the plane coming up.
Absolutely. You figure we've gone the gamut of the curse of the Letterman jackets, as I call it, to now this week they were very, very focused. It was a very quiet group. I mean, they were always friendly, always polite, as they always are, but they definitely seem to be very, very focused and have their head in the game for a win.
All right, and a win, of course, is what we're looking for. Thank you to all you guys. Let's find out how the team did in this week's Texans Rewind. In a game that was to be one last-ditch effort to lock up home field advantage throughout the playoffs, the Texans not only failed, but they laid the proverbial egg in all facets of the game. On the opening Colts drive, Andrew Luck managed a 13-play, 7-minute drive and ultimately connected on a 1-yard score to Cody Fleener.
Luck's going to throw it. Looking back in the end zone. Got a man. Touchdown, Cody Fleener.
We need to stop them from putting points on the board. It's simple as that. Pass plays, run plays, pressure on the quarterback, stopping the run. We're going to go back, watch the film, and see what we did wrong.
Very disappointing, you know, as we sit here and with all that we had to gain today. And we fell short of what we were trying to get done. You know, there are plays to be made, and, you know, they ended up making the crucial plays to put them over the top.
We're very inconsistent right now. I don't really know what it is.
The Texans would get on the board with a pair of Shane Graham field goals to bring them within one, but continued their third down conversion struggles and their ability to find the end zone.
Today we had some things going. You know, there are just some missed opportunities that, you know, just a couple of them. And, you know, if we can be better in certain situations, myself included, you know, we'd be a lot better off.
Penalties and turnovers were also once again an issue. Late in the second quarter, Matt Schaub tried to connect with James Casey, but was picked off by Vontae Davis, returned 39 yards, and ultimately resulted in another Colts score.
Schaub fakes the give, plants, throws deep downfield, and intercepted at the 35-yard line. 45, Davis across the 50, the 45 of Houston in the 40-yard line before Daniels brings him down.
You know, we had James down the field, you know, down the middle, and I just underthrew it a little bit.
I mean, you're going to have some highs and lows, and then the quarterback gets a lot of credit when things are good, and he gets a lot of blame when things aren't good. So that's welcome to the job. Hell, that's the way it goes.
With the first half pretty much going to the dogs, the Texans seemed to get the monkey off their back and came out with a renewed sense of urgency. They moved the ball well and managed to sustain a 12-play drive of their own, resulting in an Arian Foster 13-yard score up the middle.
Here's the give to Foster. Running left has the first down across the 10. The 5 breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Texans! 13-yard run, Arian Foster.
Shane Graham would add another field goal to give the Texans a 16-14 lead, their first of the afternoon, but it was short-lived.
5-10, 15, has a little seam, 20, has a lot of room. 30, 35, 40, 50, he's all alone. The 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, and the Colts retake the lead on the kickoff return for a touchdown.
The big plays would continue to haunt the Texans' defense as Andrew Luck found T.Y. Hilton for a 70-yard strike, increasing their lead to 28-16.
Luck gets the snap, throws deep downfield, and got a man, Hilton, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Colts! Are you kidding?
Andre Johnson was, however, one of the few bright spots for the Texans. He finished the day with 141 yards and became only the third player in NFL history, along with Marvin Harrison and Jerry Rice, to have three 1,500-yard seasons.
Schaub fakes to give. Matt with time, steps to his left, throws left sideline, hits Andre Johnson for a first down.
So the Texans finished the regular season 12-4, dropping three of their last four and limp into the playoffs, now with just one focus, the wild card game against the Cincinnati Bengals.
There's definitely better execution out there. We can be a lot crisper, a lot sharper in everything that we're doing, and you know, we're going to find a way to do that.
We made our road a little bit tougher. That's all. Doesn't mean it's impossible, but we made it a little tougher, and so we're just going to have to dig a little deeper. And growing to play in front of our home crowd, this group of guys, I love them. I believe in them, and we're going to come together better than ever.
We've got to take a time out here on Texans Huddle, but I leave you with our flight attendant, Eve, frolicking along the sidelines. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now from Texans TV, Drew Doherty. Normally, this, of course, is the spot where Mark Vandermeer is here. Mark, a little under the weather this week, so thank you so much for filling in for Mark.
I'll pinch hit for Mark anytime.
There you go. All right, Drew, let's put the Colts behind us and really the regular season behind us. Obviously, the Texans kind of limped in here down the end, but just sort of your thoughts on what they need to do to get things turned around moving forward.
Well, they got to get things going running the football. You know, when Arian Foster runs for 100 yards, the Texans are 7-0 in 2012. I mean, that's probably going to be a stat that translates across the board when you talk about teams when they rush for 100 yards, but that's the Houston Texans we know and love from the last few years. They've had their struggles in the last month or so, but 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago rather, Foster was able to crack, you know, the 165-yard mark against the Colts. You want to see him do it against the Bengals. It's going to be tough against that defense, though. They're very, very good. We've heard a lot of superlatives thrown around about that defense from head coach Gary Kubiak, offensive coordinator Rick Dennison, and some others.
Yeah, and Gary said this is probably the toughest challenge defensively that this team will have faced in the last 4 weeks, which that statement in itself is a little bit scary.
Yeah, and you know, you're probably seeing perhaps the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL other than J.J. Watt. You know, some people consider him an exterior lineman because he plays defensive end, but I think because of the 3-4, you kind of count him the other way. But Geno Atkins is outstanding. 12.5 sacks this year. His tackle numbers are up in the 40s. He's a very disruptive player. Had a sack here in the game last year at Reliance Stadium. He dropped T.J. Yates for a loss. So Texans are going to have their hands full on the interior of the line. The guys, the guards, you know, Wade Smith, and Ben Jones and Chris Myers, the center, are going to have their hands full for sure.
You know, when you look at this matchup, of course, the Texans faced the Bengals last year. This Bengals team now, a year more mature, yep. Andy Dalton, a year better.
Sure.
They've got, you know, A.J. Green out there, also in his sophomore year. And they're coming into this, you know, not just happy to make the playoffs anymore. They're at that point where they're looking to take it a step further. Just sort of your thoughts on their mentality as they come in here.
Hey, they're on a roll, 7-1 over the last half of the season. That's very, very impressive. A.J. Green, like you mentioned, the guy, he might be their best player. And that's saying a lot when you have a player like Atkins on the other side of the ball. You have Andy Dalton doing very nice things. I mean, we've heard the nickname for him, the Martian. It's very apropos. Leads them in scoring as far as you know, offensive players. It's not a running back. It's not a quarterback. It's A.J. Green, 11 touchdown catches in 2012.
Now, some of the, you know, the knock on Andy Dalton, the guy, kid takes a lot of sacks, holds the ball maybe a little bit too long. Is this something that maybe we can potentially see J.J. Watt, Connor Barwin, Antonio Smith, you know, just sort of licking their chops and maybe kind of kick-starting this defense back into?
Yeah, you know, one would think, and we saw the Texans have success against him in that regard last year, but he is older, he is wiser. You got to think he's going to make some things happen a little bit differently. But if that MO that he has that carried through in the regular season continues, it's going to be a long day for him, because we've seen what J.J. Watt can do. And Connor Barwin did a little bit better last week, getting after the passer, getting after Andrew Luck. So he always gets geeked up when he plays Cincinnati. His numbers are good. He, of course, played for the Cincinnati Bearcats in college, so you know he's relishing this one.
All right, so you've been out of practice all week. Sort of give us as best you can some updates on health issues, who we can expect to see, maybe who not.
Yeah, well, cornerback Alan Ball is back, and his return is more important for special teams. That's his bigger role. He's one of the best special teams players the Texans have. Gary Kubiak said so. Brooks Reed going to be back as well. Kubiak said kind of famously on Monday, if he can walk, Reed is going to play, so that's a good sign. And something that's not good, though, Daryl Sharpton has to go to injured reserve with a hip injury. He had a really good return. You know, he came back around Thanksgiving, and, you know, he came back from being on the physically unable to perform list. He had 13 tackles right off the bat. He'd been a thumper there in the middle. So Mr. Alexander is re-signed by the Texans. It's going to be tough, but, you know, that inside of the linebacking corps thinned out a little bit more after Brian Cushing was lost in week 5.
You know, one final thing before I let you go, and kind of sometimes it's overplayed, over talked about, but really the fans here at home, home field advantage, how important is that going to be for this Texans team?
Crucial. Andre Johnson last year in the postgame said the fans here were outstanding. They really helped out our defense. They got the offensive players geeked up. But the thing about it is the defense. That's who benefits from it the most, because if Dalton is having to go down the line, call out checks, they're burning up time, you get some of those penalties that might come out, you might have some rush situations, so you really want to have the fans as loud as they can be on Saturday.
All right, great job, Drew. Thank
Thanks.
You so much for filling in for Mark. Mark, I know you're at home watching. We hope you feel better, and we will see you back here next week. All right, we're going to take a time out here on Texans Huddle. Don't go away. Still to come on Texans Huddle, presented by HCC, All-Pro cornerback Jonathan Joseph stops by for a visit to discuss the immediate future of the Texans and some of his past against this week's opponent. Stick around.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, cornerback Jonathan Joseph. First of all, thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, let's wrap up this last game against the Colts. Obviously, you guys kind of had things in the palm of your hands these last few weeks. Didn't kind of play out the way you wanted, but just sort of wrap that up for us. How do you put it behind us, and how do you move forward?
Well, obviously, to wrap up the regular season, you always want to finish on a high note. And obviously, the last couple weeks didn't go in our way. We didn't finish the game the way we wanted to. And obviously, you know, moving forward, we're here now at the playoffs. So you have to kind of put it behind you, because in the playoffs, you don't really have time for lapses because it's one and done. So you have to put everything behind you from the regular season and just fight through it.
You know, and everybody kind of says that. You have to put it behind you, and Coops talks about it. And he kind of talks about some of the things he says to you guys. But how do you, a player, I mean, how do you do that? You just sort of, do you just focus forward? I mean, you've got to, how do you do it?
It's a lot easier said than done, actually. But from all the guys here, we got a lot of young guys. But for the most guys played here last year, and we had a chance to taste the playoffs. And you know what it's like to come in the environment, and, you know, everything that comes with the playoffs, you know what to expect. So here, we just have a bunch of guys that want to go throughout the week and just practice hard and focus on one thing that's just going 1-0 and not everything else outside of football, you know, that tends to creep in, you know, during the regular season.
When you look at this regular season and you look at maybe the first 8 games as opposed to the last 8 games, is there anything you can pinpoint, or is there a feel or anything that's just was different that you see?
I wouldn't say lack of focus. I wouldn't say discipline. But it'll be small things. And I think just over the period of time, the small things just tend to add up. Whether it's penalties, or, you know, whether it's turnovers, giving up big plays on the defensive side, just small things. And after a while, they just tend to add up, and it costs you a ball game.
you know, needless to say, you're still finishing out the season. You're sitting here 12-4. A good season. I mean, it didn't finish out the way you wanted to, but this is a good you have to be a good ball club to get to that point. You've got to feel kind of pretty good about what you accomplished.
Yeah, at the same time, you have to think about it in terms of, you know, there's a lot of teams going home today. A lot of teams having the exit meetings, not even having a chance to participate in the playoffs, and we're sitting at 12-4 division winners. So there's a lot that we can learn from it. There's a lot that, you know, we can be happy about throughout the regular season. But like I said, you know, the regular season over and done. And now everybody's back at square one. You know, everyone is 0-0. So you have a chance to go out and prove yourself again.
All right, 0-0, the Cincinnati Bengals coming here to Reliance Stadium. Your former team, you spent five seasons with them, drafted in the first round by the Bengals. Just sort of your thoughts with this matchup, specifically, you know, you guys on the defensive side, and you even specifically looking at, you know, a guy back there like A.J. Green.
Well, I think it's as funny as it sounds, it's one of those matchups I see, like, for years to come because we're such a young team, and they're such a young team. And we're peaking, and they're still trying to find their edge right now. And they're gradually climbing up their ladder, though. And at the same time, they got a lot of talented guys, and we have a lot of talented guys. So it's a good setting up, you know, for a big-time playoff game. And obviously, you know, they got the young kid, Andy Dalton, and A.J. Green. Both of those guys are phenomenal players, young in their careers. And for us, it'll be a big test.
What does it mean to you, them being your former team? Of course, last year, exactly a year ago, you had an interception in that game. You know, your first year with the Texans, but to be playing your former team?
It's a strange feeling, but those feelings have went away because obviously last year we played them about two times in about 5 or 6 weeks last year. Played them here in the playoff game. And for me, it's a strange feeling, but it's fun also to go against those guys that you've been in the locker room with. And it's a lot of new faces over there as well. And obviously, you know, I'm happy for a lot of my friends that are still on that team, a lot of the coaching staff, those guys to finally take off, put back-to-back winning seasons. But at the same time, I have a job to do here with the Houston Texans as well, and that's winning ball game.
You know, you had mentioned they kind of have come on strong, winning 7 or 8 or however many it has been down the stretch, kind of coming in hot, you guys limping in a little bit. Is that, you know, kind of overplayed, over-talked about? Is there something to be said for that, or does it just go back to 0-0 and it doesn't matter?
It's all about, I think it works for some teams and some teams it doesn't, because obviously, you know, when you go back and look at it, you can say, well, those teams started on a 7-game win streak and carried it throughout the playoffs, and then you have some teams that don't do that and they still go and continue and push through and win the Super Bowl. So it's just all about just finding your what works for you at the team, and for us it's just about getting back to the simple things and just one focus, and that's winning the ball game.
All right, as we sit here the first couple of days of 2013, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
I always keep it simple. Just, you know, live better and do everything better than I did the previous year before.
Nothing
specific. that covers all bases, so everything, you know, everything is covered.
On the field and off the field.
On the field and off the field.
All right, well, let's start on the field this Saturday.
absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. You know, obviously, I think it'll just be a huge for us to come back in our home building and play in front of the fans here, and I think it'll be a huge part, you know, those guys cheering on like they did last year, getting in the offensive ear, you know, causing false start penalties and things like that. So I'm just looking forward.
All right, we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. All anytime.
Right. Still to come on Texans Huddle presented by HCC. We'll check in with Sean Cody as he goes on the nose with some of your favorite Houston Texans. Stay with us. Be sure to go to HoustonTexans.com to make your choice heard. It's time to vote on the Whataburger Player of the Year. This season's nominees are defensive back Danielle Manning, linebacker Daryl Sharpton, fellow linebacker Jesse Nading, and fullback / tight end James Casey. The winner will be announced at the final home game of the year. And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Now, if you're a regular at HoustonTexans.com, surely you've seen Sean Cody's segment called On the Nose. Well, if you haven't, we brought one of our favorite segments right here. Check it out.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas, Texans fans. Welcome to the Yuletide edition of On the Nose with special guest host, yours truly, Cody Claus. There's a special group of 60 young men down there in Houston who are having a heck of a year. Some naughty, some nice, but all deserving of a little time with the big fella. So we're gonna dig deep in that goodie bag and find some great gifts for them. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. Look who we have here. It's Donnie Longball. Donnie, we know you like a nice thick head of hair here. So we got you some hair regrowth treatment for men.
Wow.
Keep kicking the crap out of that thing, Donnie.
Thanks, Santa.
Andre Johnson. Good morning, Andre. For doing all those cornerbacks wrong throughout the whole league. A nice big pile of coal for you. There you go, Mr. Johnson. Ho, 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 Antonio Smith.
Santa!
What do we have here? Hey! Have you been a good boy this year, Antonio?
How?
I don't know. I seen some of those games. Did you kick anybody in the head this year?
Right.
Your locker mate, Sean Cody, who's right next to you, says, sometimes your clothes have a little bit of funk, so we got you some Texans Tide. And for your naughty side, we got you some coal. Boo.
Yeah, I love this. Now I can be the best smoke cooker in Houston.
Ho, ho. Kevin Walter.
Oh, man. Get out of here, bro.
I know you're a fan of good-looking hair. That's why we got you some nice styling gel for that, for those golden locks. Ho, ho, ho. We know you got a favorite singer out there. You like to play him in the locker room a lot, the boys tell me. So we thought we'd dress you in his finest scent.
Oh,
Justin Bieber, someday. Were you a good boy this year?
Oh, cool.
Mr. Foster?
Did my thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're on the nice list this year.
All right.
We got you some good stuff in here. Let's see here. Oh! We know that you have a big music career coming, so we got you some CDs to burn your music.
Thanks, Santa.
It's Jonathan Joseph Joey!
Joey.
We know you got all that money. We know you got all that money in that account, so we thought we'd help you out with some rubber bands for Jonathan, so we can hold them stacks together. Round yon virgin mother and child.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Texans Huddle. If you want more information on the Houston Texans, or you just maybe want to watch this show again, log on to HoustonTexans.com. Remember, it's all or nothing this week, and we will be with you every step of the way. Regardless of what happens, we will see you Monday night for Texans Wrap. Until then, have a great week, everyone.